Yeah, Rabbi Sai, we're learning Simin Sadivav, which are the dinim of Dover Chorif. What we mentioned yesterday, our regular achas, is as follows. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Tes talks about a quart shalchotis. A quart shalchotis is a bit of this vegetable, astra, whatever, and it's extremely sharp. And the Gemara over there says that quart shalchiltes, agav chorfe, machlile l'shevach. Now, quart shalchiltes takes a dover pogam and it makes it l'shevach. What we noted yesterday is that Rashi has a shita there, or Rashi has a girsa in the Avodah Zarah Lamed Tes, that the Gemara says, agav chorfe, machlile shanunisa l'shevach. Right? Rashi has a girsa in that Gemara that the Shamnunis itself could be pogum, and the charifus of the chiltis makes it l'shevach. That's nekuda rishona. That's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Lamed Tes. The Gemara in Chulin on Kuf Yud Beis is talking about a tznon. Reb Chaim Cohen points out in the Badei HaShulchan that tznon is either a black radish or a white radish. There are two different types of radish. But the Gemara's lashon of that tznon is that agav chorfe bola. The Gemara says that because it's chorif, so therefore it is boileya. The Gemara does not say that it's machlile l'shevach. The Gemara does not say that it takes a davar that was pogum and it reinvigorates it and it makes it not pogum. So the question is, am I medame the sugya in Avodah Zarah about quart shel chiltes to the sugya in what's it called? To the sugya in Chulin about tznon? That's the question. And this is a machlekes harishonim that's relevant for a number of issues. The first issue is, the Taz in Os Aleph. The Taz says that there are two shitas in the Mechaber. One shita in the Mechaber is that only if you have a knife that is Eino Mekunach, or a knife that's Ben Yomo, only in that situation does Tznon create a problem. That's the first shita. The second shita, and again, these two are two shitas in Rashi and Chulin. The second shita is that even if it is eino ben yomo, it creates an issue. Zaktataz, that this question depends on whether I equate chiltis to other dvarim charifim, to tznon, whether I equate the sugya in Avodah Zarah to the sugya in Chulin. Zoso meres, that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah clearly says that it's machlile l'shevach. It clearly says that it takes a davar pogum and it makes it l'shevach. One could argue that the sugya in Chulin is not taking a davar pogum and it makes it l'shevach, and the sugya in Chulin is only talking about that it is boileya, it's not taking a davar pogum, and it, what's it called, and it makes it a shabach. And therefore, when we say that there is shamnunis, the shamnunis is by definition not pogum, right? The shamnunis, right, we had two opinions in Simin Kuf Gimel, whether the shamnunis itself could be pogum. If you hold, like the Rashi's girsa in Avodah Zarah Lamed Tes, what you're saying is that the shamnunis, by definition, could be pogum, and the chiltis is machlile l'shevach. If we hold that there's no dimyon to chiltis, that tznon is fundamentally different than chiltis, so then what I'm saying is that by tznon, it doesn't reinvigorate something that's chorif, and the fact that shevach, the tznon only operates on something that's shevach, and we're saying that the shamnunis is by definition shevach also. That seems to be what emerges from Natas Sivkat and Aleph. So Nakuda Rishona, as to whether we equate the sugya in Avodah Zarah and the sugya in Chulin, relates to the two opinions in Rashi as to whether we're talking about only a sakin mekunach. Right? Whether we're talking about a sakin sheino mekunach. That's the first point. Second point, we alluded to this a little bit yesterday as well. There are three shittas in Rishonim about to what extent do I say that, to what extent do I say that, what's it called? Do I say that Tznayin agav horfe bola? So the Rush has a shita that the Rush says it's only a problem kedei klipa. Everything, by the way, is found in the Torah Habayis on Daf Dalet. The Rush says that only kedei klipa creates a problem. The Ravid says that it's going to be kedei netila. The Rashba in the Torah Habayis Ha'aruch sounds like he's masking to the Ravid, despite the fact that the Rashba asks, both on the Ravid and on the Rush, he asks, one second, usually in Shas, when I say that something is Aser Kedei Klipa or Kedei Netila, I say it's Aser Kedei Klipa or Kedei Netila. Over here, the Gemara doesn't say that, so you get the impression that it's Aser Bekulo. So the Rashba in the Torah Habayis Ha'aruch is masking to the Ravid, despite his Kasha. In the Torah Habayis HaKotzer, the Beis Yosef points out, the Rashba says Lahalacha that it's Aser Bekulo. Ladina, this is a Machlokis Mechaber and the Ramah, or at least the Ramah L'chatchila. The Mechaber holds that you need Kedei Netila by a Dover Charef. And the Ramah writes that L'chatchila, it's going to be Aser Bekulo. Now, how does this relate to our Chakira? How does this relate to the question as to what is the relationship between the sugya in Avodah Zarah and the sugya in Chulin? So the Chaora, it relates azay. The sugya in Avodah Zarah says that I'm not allowed to buy chotis from goyim. That's what the sugya in Avodah Zarah is about. Eilu dvarim shel nachrim, she'asurim ba'achila, ve'in yisurehen iser hana'a. Right, that's the Gemara, end of the second perek in Avodah Zarah. It's Asr Ba'achila. You get an impression that's Asr Ba'achila in Gansim, that the Kor Shochotis, which is one of those things that's mentioned in Mishnah, the Kor Shochotis is entirely Asr Ba'achila. If you hold that we are Midame Kor Shochotis to, if you hold that Midame Kor Shochotis to what's it called? To Tzinnon, so then Tzinnon should also be Aser Bekulo. The Ravid, who says that Tzinnon is only Aser Kedei Netila, L'cha'ora, the Ravid is coming from the perspective of that we do not have a complete dimyon between Kort Shelchotis and Tzinnon, and therefore the din is, it's only going to be Aser Kedei Netila, meaning Kort Shochotis is more of an issue than anything else. So that's the second issue that comes up as to whether I am Medame, the Kort Shel Chotis in Avodah Zarah, whether I make a dimyon to the, what's it called? Whether I make a dimyon to the sugya of Tzinnon in Meseches Chulin, right? The question of the extent of the bliya, and the other question is whether Eino Ben Yomo applies as well. Yeah, Daniel?
If we're connecting the shear, to the Hakira, then we're going to need to say that for the Ravid and the Rush, they would agree about Chulin.
So right? The Rush is interesting because the Rush, Pepashtus, would be saying that, oh, the Rosh is saying that Tzinnon is only Aser Kedei Klipa. That would sound like he's not Medame the sugya in Avodah Zarah to the sugya in Chulin. However, when you read the Rush inside in Siman Lamed Aleph, the Rush says that the reason why by Chiltis it's Aser Bekulo is because we're talking about a situation that you're Choteich Dak Dak. But fundamentally, by Chiltis also, it should be Aser only Kedei Klipa, right? It's just that we're talking about a case that you cut it dak dak. If I cut it dak dak, so then like you only have kedek leap on everything. That was the mitzias of how they made chiltis. So the funny thing about the rush is that the rush, right, is basically saying, yeah, I'm medama the two sugyas, but I end up with kedei klipa because by korcho chiltis, it's also fundamentally usher kedei klipa because we're talking about a case that they cut it dak dak. Right? That's the way the Rush learns adkan. So that's the first yesod in the sugya. The second yesod that comes up in the sugya, which I didn't really notice until this morning, and I therefore have not had time to fully process it, is it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Tzinon o Silka. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, Tzinon o Silka. Right? So what is Silka, by the way? Silka, the Shach writes, is Trudin, which means beats. Beats. So 1 second. Beats? Are beats davar charif? Borscht, we already had in the Pisrei Tshuva, is a suffing davar charif. Borscht is made out of beets. Bukharin. Huh? Bukharin food. Yeah. Ashkenazim also eat borscht. Borscht is good stuff. The minig of Yidin is I eat borscht on Pesach. Well, it goes back many, many hundreds of years, such a minig. So, Silka are radishes, are beets, davar charif, are tzradin, davar charif. So if you look in the Prima Godim on this first shach, first the Prima Godim says, I don't know what exactly tzradin are. Second of all, the Prima Godim tainas, it's very possible, and if you look in the Rashba on Dalet Amid Beis, he says this, that Turadin, or Silka, let's say, is not Usar Alts Davar Charif. It's Usar because it has a Koach Hamoshech. Right? Koach Hamoshech. What does that mean? So Lecha Ora, that might mean as follows, that there are certain vegetables that have the koach to draw flavor out more than other things. Koach hamoshech. The Rambam sounds like the din. I'm just learning a Prima Godin that I don't think I understood until this morning. The Rambam says that silka and anything else that is charif like it or more like it. Right? Kiyotzim bedvarma hacharifim. And who had in silka? Right? So the Rambam is saying that silka is also a charif. Now, this is a very important nekuda, because one could argue that tznayin and silka might not be a davar charif klal v'ikar. Right? Tznayin and silka just has a koach hamoshech. Therefore, I'm not medame the two sugyas at all. Right? Maybe the only thing in Judaism that is charif is astra, whatever, 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 right? Chiltis, no? How do you pronounce it, Eitan?
I don't remember. Astra, whatever.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Right? That's how you pronounce it. But it could be that only chiltis is charif, like the Maharam says, and the sugya in Avodah, the sugya in Chulin is in Gans and Andrish is completely different because the sugya in Chulin is talking about stuff that has koach hamoshech. And that's the way the Rashba would learn the Gemara, right? In other words, the Rashba is learning the Gemara that fundamentally it's a different sugya I'm dealing with Koach HaMoshech, not Charifus. And therefore, once I'm dealing with Koach HaMoshech, not Charifus, so then what? So then one could argue that all bets are off. Let me explain it. Let's take a deep breath. We're going to do a detour, and then we'll come back to this. Right? So this is now the detour. Is Dover Choref a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanon? Right? Usually, this is the first kasha you're supposed to ask when you learn a sugya. Is it d'oraisa or is it d'rabbanon? Piskei tshuva tzadi hei so'o sof sifkotin daler. Yesh lo histapek, when I say Choref amachli, is it d'oraisa or is it d'rabbanon? Nafgamina is her sveikis. The tshuvas of the Knesset Yechezkel says it's d'rabbanon. The tshuva of the Ponim Me'iros brings a raya that it's d'oraisa. Okay, what's the Ponim Me'iros' raya that's d'oraisa? Dover Choref is d'oraisa. So this raya comes from one of our favorite sugyas, achbara b'shichra. Remember this, gentlemen? An achbar is what?
A squirrel,
right? So if a squirrel falls in your beer, right? That's worth an extra winky, right? So the squirrel falls into your beer. So achbara b'shichra. So there's a shayla, whether it's nice and tam lefgam or nice and tam l'shevach, etc. Right? The way the Bali HaToysis has a kasha, why don't you just taste it? So Bali HaToysis say, well, on the one hand, it's more alcoholic. On the other hand, the taste is not as geschmack. The achbar itself, the Gemara says there's a difference between achbara de dabra and achbara de masa. It could be that people invite you over for a meal and the mamish going to have an achbar. Gevaldik. It tastes geschmack. The achbar itself might be like the best tasting thing in Judaism or Goyishkeit, right? In this case. What?
I think in the South, they sometimes eat squirrels.
Thank you for pointing that out. But the point is an achbar itself might be gewaldic, but when the achbar is in the shechar, so there's a question in the Gemara, achbar b'shichra, is it nosin tam nafka, is it nosin tam b'shevach? Then the Gemara has a shayla, what about achbara b'chala, right? When your squirrel falls into vinegar, no? That's a shayla, not shechar, falls into vinegar. So the Bali HaTosfos are machmir, right? We paskin l'chumra. Why did I paskin l'chumra? Zot the tshuva of the punim mi'irais. I paskin l'chumra because it's a shayla, whether it's nosen tam l'fgam or nosen tam l'shevach, safek d'oraita l'hachmir, right? Safek d'oraita l'hachmir. That's why I paskin that achbara b'chala is also a problem. So that's the punim mi'irais's raya. The raya is that the fact that lahalacha machmir on achbara b'chala, that shows that we see that davar charif is a din d'oraisa. Gentlemen, deflect this raya. What?
And the other question is it nosen tam l'shevach, nosen tam l'fgam? It has nothing to do with davar charif.
Well, not necessarily, because the chala is davar charif. Right? Vinegar is a davar charif. Vinegar is pretty strong. So machmir, because it's a davar charif. But there's a difference, though, between that case.
Is that we also have the fact that it's kavash kemavushal.
Kavash kemavushal is the shayla that comes up. If it's no sintan mufgam, right? The Balei HaToysfis and the Rosh understand the sugya. There's a question of kavash kemavushal. The Shach says that that's a raya. That I don't say kavash less than chaf dalet shaos, right? In other words, it says in Shulchan at the beginning of Kufhei, in the sugya of kavash, that if you have vinegar, it's going to be kavash kedisha yala esh v'yarsiach. And the Shach says that you see from that sugya that you need 24 hours. But the sugya there...
There's also a difference waiting 24 hours versus being nifnam ba'atzma. Maybe there's a distinction between those two.
Between slowly?
Which is pogum ba'atzma versus 24 hours.
Okay, I'm going to sharpen what you said a teeny bit. Pogum ba'at, thank you. Unintended, but good, right? So pogum ba'atzmo means azoi. The dinim of davar pogum in general, when I speak about machle l'shabach, is when I have something that is balua inside the dofen hakli, and then I want to know whether the chiltis is going to draw out the bad flavor and make it geshmak. Zosomeres, it used to be geshmak. It was absorbed in the keli. It became pogum. And now I want to be machlile. I want to reinvigorate it. Go back to my youth. Go back to the Haftorah for this week in Hosea. I'm going to return to my youth, etc. Okay, geshmak. An achbar in vinegar. The achbar was geshmak, is geshmak, let's say. But we want to know, right, when it comes in contact with vinegar or beer, does it make it less geshmak? It's not the same type of geshmakness, right, or the same type of reviving the geshmakness that existed in, what's it called? When I have the stuff in the dofen hakli, it used to be geshmak originally, it became pogum, then I wanted to bring it back to its youth. But over here, by the achbar, the shayla is not bringing it back to its youth. The shayla is something which fundamentally is l'shevach, because everyone knows that squirrels taste awesome, right? At least, which one? At least, like, squirrels in the field taste good. Squirrels in the town don't taste so good. But be as it may, that's a different shayla. That's a shayla of, you combine it with other stuff, right? Does it become pogom or not? Right, when it originally was, it was a shevach. Now it's not the pshat that was a shevach, and then it became pogum. I want to bring back the shevach. Right, it's just like one stage almost. So it's a different type of shaila. One could argue that the punim mi'iros is raya, that davar charif is the oraisa, is not such a good raya.
Why would that be? Why would, if anything, wouldn't that be more of a raya?
No.
About something that's being chayzer, something that's bringing that's the koach of charifus is so much stronger. It doesn't need something. It doesn't need to be reinvigorating the time that just went pogum.
No. It's over there, the question is something that used to taste good. Does it taste bad? Or does it not taste bad? So I have a shayla, I have a suffix. I say it used to taste good, right? It probably still tastes good. I'm going to be machmir on the achbar case. But mehechatesi, you can prove the paradigmatic case of davar charif when you have a balua and a kli that used to be good, then it became bad. I want to know if it goes back to good. It's two totally different issues. If you look, by the way, in the first pischei, the first prima godin, the mishpat sosif katan aleph, he quotes this whole shtikl Torah. In the Punim Eros, and he says, you know what? That there's no raya. He doesn't exactly tell me why, but there's no raya from Simin, from the dinim of Achbar B'Shechra. But there is a raya that's Doiraisa from the Shach and Se'if Katan Yud Beis. Let's go slowly. The Rama writes that if I have a suffix, whether I cut the charein with a shovel, or whether I cut the charein with a treif knife, so it says in the Rama, if I im yesh suffix im nechtach b'sakin shel iser aslinam lekula. Now the simple reading of this Rama would be that davar charif is a din derabbanan. Safek lahakel. However, the Shach points out that you're learning the Rama wrong, because we're only talking about Chorein, and Chorein, according to many Paiskim, is not going to be a problem. The only thing that's really Chorif, let's say, is Quirtshel Chiltis, right, and Tzinoin, but nothing else. But Chorein is a suffix. Additionally, I have a suffix if the knife is Eino Ben Yomo, because there are those who say the other opinion in Rashi, the first opinion in Shulchan Aruch, that Dabar Charif only asers with a knife that's Ben Yomo, not with a knife that's Einol Ben Yomo. So already I have two sfeikas. Now that I have a third suffix, whether the Charein was cut. By the way, Charein is horseradish, no? How do you get the name horseradish for Charein? So in Yiddish, or in German, Charein is called Mer Reitach. Right? Reitach is radish, right? That's what we spoke about. Nine is Reitach. In Yiddish, in German, it's Mer Reitach. So some stupid English speaker at some point, not the only stupid English speaker, but some stupid English speaker understood mare as if it is M-A-R-E, which is a word for a horse, no? And that's how, right, mare really means very. It means very reitach, right? Very radishy, right? It doesn't mean horseradish. It became mare reitach. Right. And again, some English speakers, I'm not going to say this about all Americans, but whatever, we're going to be mavliya it. But someone translated mer reitach to be horseradish. Okay. So interesting idea. But the Shach Bekitzer says that the only reason I'm making in the Ramah on when you maybe cut it with a knife and maybe you use like a shovel to cut it, the only reason I'm making is because I have two other sfeikas. Zosomeris, I could be mako on a shayla of Dover Charif when I have three sfeikas. Three sfeikas. Now, yeah.
This is like a methodological question. Like that third kind of suffix, is that a suffix? Like when you say, well, it might be Ben Yomo, it might be Ena Ben Yomo. And within that, it might matter or not that it's Ben Yomo.
But the shayla is, it might be. No, I'm not saying it might be Ben Yom, might be Einol Ben Yom. It might be cut with a knife. It might be cut with a shovel. If it's cut with a shovel, it was never treif. Right? I don't use my shovels to, right? So a shovel never became treif. Or maybe, right, it was a knife. Right? Even if it's a knife, right? If it's a knife that is Einol Ben Yom, so according to many Rishonim Amekel, and according to many Rishonim Amekel on horseradish, because horseradish is not considered a Dover Charef.
Right, that's the second one. When you have a suffix, you said Ben Yomo versus Ena Ben Yomo, but that is only relevant for one Shita and Rishon, meaning that's not relevant across the board.
Understood.
So do we call that, the Kalach HaMaisa, do we call it a suffix when you wouldn't usually pass them like a Makel Shita within that suffix?
I usually be machmir that Charein is a Dover Charef. I usually be machmir that even Einol Ben Yomo is a problem. The Shach, by the way, writes in Se'if Katin Vav, that when the Mechaber says, Hu adin Einol Ben Yomo, but Hu Mekunach is a problem, the Shach writes, V'chein Nohagen, right? That we're Noheg, that it is a problem. And the Shach writes, we're nohagen that it's a problem even to aser et bekulo for Ashkenazim. Although one could have argued that we should say that if it is a clean knife, the Sefer Ape Rav Ravi says, if it's a clean knife, right? The Shach quotes this. If it's a clean knife, maybe it only asers kedei netila. The Shach writes that the minhag is not like that. The minhag is not like that. There are some poskim, by the way, in the Badei HaShulchan, I think in Sifkatin Yudalid, who like this Ape Rav Ravi, but the Shach says that that's not the minhag. And it's clear, by the way, from the Mechaber himself. Although the Mechaber in Tzadi Vav quotes two opinions as to what is the status of Dover Charif on a clean knife, but in Kuf Gimel Se'if Vav, Yesh Misha Omer Shem Samu Pilpulin B'Kedera Shal Isra She'enu Ben Yoimo Hako Aser D'Chorfei Machmele L'Shevach. Like Kuf Gimel Se'if Vav is clear that the Mechaber holds that even if it's an Einol Ben Yomo, there's still going to be a problem of Machleil Shevach. So I'm machmir on that Shaila Kishala Atzmo. I'm super machmir in that I hold it's Aser Bekulo. But even so, Zok the Shach, I can use this Shita of Einol Ben Yomo as one Sad Lahakel. And I'm going to use the Shita that maybe Charein is not Dover Charif as another Sad Lahakel. And if I have a third tzad l'hakel, dahainu, whether it was cut with a, what's it called? With a knife, or it was cut with a shovel. So therefore, I'm making when I have three sveikas. Now, why does the shach need three sveikas? So apparently, you have to deal with what Daniel was saying. Dahainu, that maybe the original sveikas aren't so good because I paskin lahachmir on something that is eino ben yomo, and I paskin lahachmir against the Rabbeinu Yechiel. I paskin that all these things are a dabar charef, right? So, but l'cha'ora, if it's a din d'rabbanon, I should be mekel just one suffix. The shach is saying, no, I can only be mekel when I have three sveikas, which is because of the prima gadim, because I'm assuming that dover charef is a din d'oraisa. So his raya about tznon sounds like it's a din d'oraisa. That's what the prima gadim writes in the Mishpatzos. By the way, this is the part that I'm telling you guys because you're in this year. But Rav Shachter told me when you get the Shaila, do not use this Lahakel. Okay? It seems that I have another Kula. In the Megillah Sefer, he quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach as Masupik that maybe stainless steel is not Boleya at all. Wow. That means every case of Dover Charef, right? With a clean knife, I have a third suffix, effectively, right? Because maybe it's not Balea at all. It's the same as maybe I used the Marav Chatzina. Maybe I used a shovel. So that means I could be making on every Shaila of Dover Charef in the planet, assuming it's a clean knife, because right, I have three sveikas. Maybe, unless you're cutting Kort Shel Chiltis, or it's nine, right? Maybe it's not Charef. Now, Rav Shachter said, do not paskin this way because they'll think you're a reform rabbi. I didn't remember that I told this to Rav Shachter, but I asked him this question a couple of weeks ago. Again, he says, didn't you tell me that like there are three sveikas because of stainless steel? I'm like, oh my gosh, how do you remember that I said that when I don't remember that I said that? Well, that's why he's Rav Shachter. But, maybe, that maybe we hold that only if it's a dirty knife is it a problem. Maybe only tznayin and kort shel chiltis, and maybe it was never boleya at all because it's stainless steel. I have three sveikas.
Could we use that in case of semeruga or something?
Probably. I mean, like, yeah, probably. The Rav Shlomo Zalman says that you could combine the fact that it's not Boleya. They did all these chemical tests in the journal Yeshurun. We spoke about this at some point, didn't we? About whether stainless steel is Boleya. But this could create tremendous coolers. So here's the thing. The Shach is mitzdarf the idea that maybe Chorein is not Dover Charef. The Prima Gadim says, dude, what are you talking about? Because everybody knows the Prima Gadim Sif Seidas Osiyad Beis. Prima Gadim writes, how can you be mekel on the chorein? Everybody knows that chorein is more charef than tznayin. Right? That's the Prima Gadim's taina. Everybody knows, right? Chorein is more charef. Lefi hanira, chorein ubetzolam charifim, chorein ubetzolam charifim yose mitzanon. But gentlemen, this doesn't really help. Because if I hold like the Rashba that the Prima Gadim quoted in Se'if Katan Aleph of the Sif Seidas, that Tznon is not a din in Charifus, but Tznon is a din in Koach HaMosheich, no? So dude, who cares that my horseradish is more Charif than my Tznon? What?
There was more Shalat by Silka.
But the Gemara says Tznon and Silka together. Right? The Prima Gadim is commenting on Silka.
You want to say the same thing for Tznon?
I think so, right? I think he says that if you look in the Rashba is saying that these things have koyach mishicha. It's not charef. It's not as charif. Yeah. Again, if it's out charifa, so obviously horseradish, which is mer reitach, is more chamor than reitach, but reitach, right? And reitach is tsunoin. But I think if you look at the Rashba is saying it even by tsunon, and therefore that would be a reason why we suggest that you can't be medama the sugya in avodah zarah to the sugya in chulin. Sugya in chulin is about koach mashicha, right? Well, if it's about koach mashicha, so all bets are off. Because just, right? Because, yeah, tsunon has a koach mashicha, but what's it called? Doesn't. Who says horseradish has the same koach mashicha? There's much more to say about Davar Charef, but that's why we have Sunday and Monday. Okay, guys, have a great day. Good Shabbos.